Now, our daughter had been a married woman for a while. Well, there's one thing about our conversations that hasn't changed from when she was a very little girl. One of us will call the other one. I might be very busy, but I'll just dive right into the conversation, at which point my daughter might say, "Wait, Dad, you didn't say it." I know what she means. "Hi, Princess."
"Yeah?"
"See, that started when she was a little baby in my arms. I almost always say to her, as I did when she was a little baby, 'I love you, Princess.' To this day." She wants to hear that name. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about living like royalty. Our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in the middle of verse 16, where it says, "We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." I remember when I was a kid, speakers would come in and talk about this, come out from among them and be separate. And they were telling us not to be worldly and to avoid certain worldly amusements, which was probably a good idea. And that was usually accompanied by a list of don'ts. Now, God calls for us to be separate from the unclean things in the world, for sure. But notice the invitation comes with a crown. Look at the context. He basically says, "Do you know who you are? You're my people. I walk among you. I'm a father to you. You are the sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty." That sounds like you're like spiritual royalty, right? If he's the king, what does that make you? You're his son or daughter. You might as well put prince in front of your name or princess. See, that's how God feels about you. That's who he thinks you are. And because you're royalty, that's the reason you say, "Wait, I'm a prince in God's family. I'm a princess in God's family. I can't touch that. I can't watch that. I shouldn't go there. I can't listen to that." It's not a matter of legalism. It's a matter of who you are. It's a matter of identity. It's a matter of being his royal child. Now, how come you might not feel like royalty right now? Well, maybe you've been hurt. You've been rejected. You've been abused. You've been sinned against, or you've sinned. If you take your worth from earth, you'll probably think you're a loser and you'll keep making loser choices. But if you take your worth from your father, the king, you will know your royalty and you will make royal choices. Isn't it about time you started making royal choices? Sometimes you just want to grab a child or young person who doesn't realize who they are and say, "You're better than this, man. Do you know who you are?" Well, that's what God's doing with you. It affects how you treat your mate because now you see them as a prince or a princess. Your kids, how you treat the people in your church, your coworkers, your friends. Don't cheapen yourself or do something that could embarrass the name of the king whose child you are. And maybe you've been away from him. You've been doing unroyal things in your life. It's your day to come home. Quit believing the lie identities. Return to your father, the king. And maybe you've never experienced this incredible sense of being loved by God and knowing you are loved by God, knowing you are valued by him because you've never begun a love relationship with him. That love relationship begins at the cross of Jesus, where the Son of God thought you were so valuable, he gave his life and shed his blood for you, and then walked out of his grave under his own power to walk into your life someday. You want to experience that love for yourself and how special you are? Well, tell him today, "Jesus, I'm yours. I want to help you begin that relationship and know that you have." Go to our website, would you please? Go there today. It's anewstory.com, anewstory.com. Listen to your father as he calls you prince or princess. He says, "I love you, my prince. I love you, my princess." Now, live like who you are.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.